What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Could you be happy with somebody else? No, you know what? Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as happiness without someone losing?
Oh,
that's a great debate. Like, yeah. Could you be happy without someone else suffering? I guess if you get your happiness from helping somebody else. Mm-hmm. So you have to be like unselfish. What's a word? Selfless. You have to be selfless. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the only way though.
Yeah, and we always say like, if you never experienced sadness, you would never experience happiness. You know what I mean?
Let's say there's a room of us, right?
Yeah.
And then boom, there's only a certain amount of food. Okay. And we know, okay, I need this amount of food to be happy, but me taking this amount of food means less food for somebody else. So is there such thing as fulfilling your happiness without making someone else suffer?
Fuck, that's somebody, different though.
I guess somebody has to like take the L, right?
No, but in one person's mind, if they take the food, they could be happy and not give a fuck about the other person. But maybe for another person, it's like, oh yeah, I don't feel happy no more because I took it from that person.
Okay, what's your take on like, let's say somebody winning the Oscars.
Okay.
And even though there's so many different runner-ups, one person wins. So everybody else loses, right?
Yeah.
So on that sense, like, do you take away people's happiness for you to be happy?
No, but that's on them though to feel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree this. But regardless, don't you make like everybody else suffer in a sense when you're on top? Unless there's people proud of you. But that's rare, right?
Yeah, it's like the Oscar thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like if I wouldn't feel sad because, oh, I didn't work hard enough. You know what I mean? But other people, yeah, I guess they would feel sad.
Yeah. I was watching this movie last night.
Yeah.
It's called Brothers. You ever heard of this?
No.
So this is like one of the saddest movies I watched for
sure. Is it new?
No, it's old. Oh, this came out a long time ago. It has Tobey Maguire.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is one of his like first serious roles.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, it's about him. Mm-hmm. He plays a Marine and he has a family. The movie begins with him picking up his brother from jail. And his brother's been in jail for like however many years.
Yeah.
He picks him up, brings him home. And the father's like angry with him, always comparing the brothers. Like, yo, your other brother, he's serving his country, feel me? He has a great family, great wife, kids, blah, blah, blah. And the other brother feels, oh, fuck, I'm a reject type of thing. Like, all I did was rob banks and stuff. And now I'm just a criminal, a bum.
Okay.
So in the movie, what happens is Tobey Maguire's character, the Marine, he ends up in a helicopter crash out in war. And pretty much, like, he's gone.
Yeah.
And the brother, he ends up taking the place of the father, becoming like the father figure in the life of the kids and with the wife. The wife and him almost pretty much fall in love.
No, that's weird.
Yeah. So, but if you think about it, he's fulfilling what's the lack of, right?
Yeah, okay.
He's fulfilling the lack of, because without the dad, like, what's going to happen? Now, this is the plot twist.
I thought that was the plot twist.
No, this is the plot twist. Tobey Maguire's character is still alive. So, in the helicopter crash, what actually happened, his character, he was kidnapped by the Taliban. And they put him in a cave.
Yeah.
They were torturing him. And they had him trapped for like however long.
Holy smokes, bro.
It was him and his private. So both of them together, they would torture him, try to get information, make videos of them like torturing.
Yeah.
But there was this one moment right before he actually gets rescued.
Yeah.
But what happens is the Taliban force him to kill his private. They force him to kill his team member, pretty much. Because they say, if you don't, we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And he does it. But you can imagine what that would do to you. This is right before he gets saved, too.
Wait. Okay, keep going. Is there more?
There's a lot more.
Okay. Tell me.
So what happens? He gets rescued.
Yeah.
And he comes back to town. Okay. Now, when he comes back, what happens? Because the brother is already the dad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The brother's already taking care of the kids, so me? The brother's already with the wife type shit.
Yeah.
So when he comes back, everything changes. But him coming back, he's so messed up in the head because of all the torture and the trauma he's been through. Mm. He's not the same. The kids don't love him anymore.
Okay.
Bro, there's one scene. They're at the dinner table, right? And then the dad, he's getting pissed off at one of the kids playing with a balloon.
Toby.
Yeah, Toby.
Okay.
He goes, and he's like, no. And he's giving PTSD, right?
Okay.
Because he was in the war.
Yeah.
Yo, he screams at her. He screams at her and she starts crying, right? When she starts crying, you know what she says?
What?
You're just mad. Mommy loves Uncle Tommy more than you.
Hell,
you're just mad. They have sex all the time when you're not here.
What the?
Yo, but that's not what happened.
Uh-huh.
But in his head, that's what he thought because he was already assuming that shit,
mm-hmm.
and he went crazy and like, you know.
Fuck.
There's more drama to it, but I don't want to get into details in case you guys want to watch
it. True. Wait, but when he came home though, so he's already the dad, right?
Yeah.
Like the other guy is the dad.
He's pretty much the dad. He took the place of the dad, yeah.
So did he know when he came back to the village, like the mom told her or no, they're still keeping a secret?
No, so this is what happened. So when he came home, it was a surprise. They thought he died. They literally had a funeral and everything.
Oh, that's crazy.
But they got a call from the U.S. military. He's like, oh, yo, he's still alive, by the way. They come home and they have to, like, you know, go back to their old life type shit.
Yeah.
But it's not really the same because the kids already love Uncle Tommy. And when they see the dad's already broken. Yeah. He can't really connect to the kids. No, he can't really connect to the family.
Mm.
It's sad, fam. Because at that point, it's like you sacrifice so much for the people back home. But when you're there, you're a different person now.
That's why a lot of people like saying that, okay, even though he... Say he did die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People that marry other people in the military, I hear so much shit about, them having...
Affairs?
Yeah, affairs, because they're gone for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would even... Like, I understand why they did it because, your dad died. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta... It's fucked, but at the same time...
It's still fucked.
And the fact that it's your brother... It's your brother's
it's
girl.
It's even more fucked.
That's even more fucked.
Okay. If you're in that case.
I would take care of the kids, but not in that way.
No. But okay, let's say you're Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
Let's say you're his character. Your brother, your own brother.
Yeah.
Started dealing with your wife.
I come home, I'm shooting the whole house down.
That's pretty much what was going to happen.
The moment I find out some shit, the moment my kids are, blah, blah, blah. He's fucking every day. Yeah. I'm out. You know that scene where like I look back for the last time and I go like this and then I turn away on some movie shit.
Oh my God.
No, that's insane, bro.
Cause it's tough at the same time, bro.
Yeah.
Cause for him, he kind of did like, he left everything behind in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's gone, somebody has to kind of step up.
True.
Which is sad cause you know, the people still need their figure. They still need their person.
Yeah. It just hurts deeper because it's family. You know
I know that hurts though.
Yeah.
I think me, I would allow it.
I would allow it.
Just because it's almost a thing of who's there
no
if
way
I'm
not.
Not
understand. No way. Okay, no, I get your understanding.
You get me though?
I do.
Who's there if I'm not type
of thing? Yeah, I know, I do. But it's like, I feel like taking it to another level is too much. Like you know that's my wife. It was a wife, right?
Yeah.
It's not girlfriend, it's wife.
No, it's wife.
So it's like, yeah, you can take care of them. I expect you to do
that. The plot gets thicker.
What?
So the wife, right?
Yeah.
When they were in high school, Uncle Tommy tried to get at her before.
Oh no. Nah.
But she wasn't interested and ended up dating her brother.
Oh yeah. So it's an ongoing thing. Yeah. The moment I come back. The moment I come back, the whole family's kidding.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Because when it's like that, when there's what do you call it?
Yeah. Like, what do you call this? There's a prelude to the...
Yeah. There's a whole backstory.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
If it happens by accident, okay, maybe. Maybe, but when there's a backstory, it's different. Yeah. It's premeditated.
No, you're too understanding if you still allow that, to be honest.
I would allow it low-key. At the end of the day, bro, if I'm not there to... It's like my dog. Like, let's say I had my dogs and I couldn't take care of them no more. And they have a new owner.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. At least they're getting fed. They're getting taken care of.
Okay, but that owner is fucking your wife now. Like, there's just too much.
Okay, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can take care of my dogs, but there's always an add-on.
Fuck, bro.
You can't, bro.
I feel like there's definitely some... If that ever happened in real life,
yeah,
there would be some almost... Do you think there's such thing as curses that happen?
Curses.
With situations like that? So,
oh, like karma, it will come around to that guy?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you know when something bad happens and it's almost, I don't want to say this is it. I don't want to say that they deserve it or anything, but it somehow fucks up later in the line, kind of like a butterfly effect.
Mm.
Like one bad thing was done and the sins of that kind of curse the family in another way.
Probably. Like it might not happen to him, but like maybe his kid might have trauma in when he gets older, and then he might erupt like all that built up emotion from that trauma, like oh blah blah blah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You think so?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I would love to believe it's almost like a, because this is the way I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
If your ancestors had certain feelings and certain intuitions about things, mm-hmm. for example, the dad was in war.
Yeah.
And then let's say he had a kid with that same body chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Would the kid turn out almost like a hardened kid because he's felt and been through that type of frequency?
Yeah, probably. He might and especially been, right? when you're young, that shit affects you. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm surprised that isn't a... They're probably based on... No, that's too personal. It has to be.
I don't know if it's based on a true story.
Some guy,
I don't know
the director's wife definitely got fucked by another guy and he wrote that story. There's another this crazy true crime case that happened this year with the FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you heard about so there was a guy named Vincent, right? And he lived with his parents, like he was still living at the crib, but he was 30 years old, right? And he was like one of those believers, like, oh yeah, my dad, he's part of the Matrix. He's a puppet under the government. Because,
oh, so he thought it was a simulation.
Yeah, yeah, because his dad worked for the FBI. Oh, so he's like, you're a puppet of Biden. You can't do, you can't make your own decisions, shit like that.
Oh, right? Okay.
So they always had arguments. And one night they had this crazy one where it erupted to the point where the guy went into the kitchen, the son grabbed a knife and slit his dad's throat.
Damn.
Yeah. And this is where it gets crazy, right?
Yeah.
So he goes on YouTube and he opens up his computer on some, like, you know, the Sneeko rants? Well, he'll just be right there talking to the camera. He'll be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Everyone, you guys are a simulation. Talking about...
So this is on a live stream?
No, a YouTube video.
YouTube video,
yeah, okay. He started recording. And he started talking about politics. As soon as he's done talking about politics, he grabs his dad's decapitated head.
No.
And look, yo, he shows it on
the... That's, he's like, crazy. This is what
y'all, he's like, this is what y'all get, blah, blah, blah. And fam, you can watch the video on YouTube. I mean, well, there's pictures and stuff.
But it's like blurred out.
It's not blurred out.
It's not blurred out.
That's the thing.
That's crazy.
And the video, when he first uploaded it, it was uploaded for 5 hours straight and then it was taken down.
Damn.
No blur. Fuck? No blur.
Like, they probably thought it was fake.
Yeah, probably. But I don't recommend anyone to even like look at pictures of that shit.
Yeah, that's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing, bro. Some guy, I read the comments, like she saw it and she started vomiting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But he definitely has like problems. You know what I mean? Like, that 100%. Wasn't a regular case, right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was one of those true crime, like you're crazy in the head.
Okay, so check this out.
Yeah.
Canada's most famous and most evil serial killer is about to be released. And they're going to decide whether they're going to release him or not.
That, like, now?
Tomorrow.
What the fuck?
So, I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
And I want you to let me know
if
you think this guy should be let out.
I bet. No. Know me? I'm already saying I'm pre-no.
So, his name is Robert Picton.
Yeah.
Robert William Picton, actually. They call him Willie. Okay. Now, Willie... I don't really blame him so much because he has such a terrible backstory, but he had an abusive father.
Okay.
He grew up in a farm and his whole family, they were almost had this very like rural feel to them. Mm. No matter what they did, it was kind of dirty. It was always very rugged. They weren't living in great conditions. Oh. The house was always a mess. It was always like smelly. Yeah. He would get bullied when he went to school for smelling like a farm animal.
Oh, okay, that's kind of...
And all the kids and people that have done interviews about Willie, they said, yo, we were terrible to the Pictons just because where they came from.
Fuck, okay.
Anyways, they had one of the biggest pork farms, like pig farms,
okay,
in British Columbia. Literally one of the biggest. So if you were in the 80s and you're eating pork, it was probably from this farm. Because it's just one of the biggest. Now, when Willie grew up, he was still kind of like, you know, hard about being bullied and stuff. Oh, there's a crazy backstory. So there was one time, this is still when he was a child, his mother was driving him and his brother, and they accidentally ran over some kid. So they're driving on the road and ran over some kid.
Okay.
Anyways, the mother hops out and notices, oh shit, we just ran over this kid. And Willie and the other brother are like, oh fuck, what do we do?
Yeah.
You know what the mother does?
What?
Looks at him and sees that he's injured and decides, oh man, he's probably dead. They toss him. They toss him to the lake. They toss him to the lake. But check this out.
Yeah.
Later, when the police find the body, they brought it to the hospital and they found out that the boy didn't die from his injuries. He died from drowning.
Oh, so he was still alive.
It was the mother's fault for putting him in the lake. And you can imagine, as a kid, he was seeing his mother have like no remorse for a human body. Mm-hmm. Now, this is his upbringing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah.
But when he became an adult, that's where shit got crazy.
So he started like being violent.
He started to use his tendencies that he grew up as. One of the biggest things too, and a lot of like people that studied him say this is why, is because he grew up as a butcher, pretty much. Like he grew up with animals, loving animals, and witnessing his father murder them in front of him. Mm-hmm. When he would like say, oh, I wanted to have this pig or this calf my whole life. Like, I want to be his friend. And his father would just murder it in front of him and say, are you crazy? Oh. This is food. Like, type of thing.
So he's already desensitized. Okay, tell me what he did.
That's his upbringing.
All right, tell me what he did then.
Bro.
Like, why is this guy locked up, and so why is he getting
the
released?
The whole reason... He's Canada's most evil serial killer.
Okay.
Is because this is what he used to do. Now, in the 80s, he was actually almost like a millionaire because of his family's earnings.
Butcher place.
Yeah.
Okay.
The farm made a lot of money. Mm. Anyways, he ended up getting affiliated with the Hell's Angels. You know, the biker gang?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And what would happen, they would actually host parties at the farm. The Hell's Angels would just be like, oh, I guess he's a weirdo, but like, let's just use his land.
Okay.
And they used to call it the Piggy Palace. Because it's a pig farm.
Yeah.
But they would just host, like, I think there's some events reached to 1,800 people.
Damn.
A night.
Is this like a Illuminati type party where they're doing weird stuff, or is it just a party?
No, this is in British Columbia. A lot of the people that came there were obviously the Hell's Angels biker gangs.
Yeah.
A lot of prostitutes and you know that type of crowd, sketchy people. But anyways, him, Willie being Willie, what he used to do, since he didn't get a lot of luck with girls, having all of those people at his farmland, he used it as a way to kidnap women and kill them.
Oh shit.
So what he used to do, he would not only kidnap them and take them from the farm, drag them into like another building, take them out. What he used to do, he would take their bodies, use the flesh of it, and feed it to pigs. Now, what would happen to the pigs? They would consume it.
Yeah.
And those pigs, he would cut the meat and sell it, and it would go into circulation of the food industry in Canada.
So, in
the 80s, if you consumed pig or pork, there was likely a lot of contamination with human flesh, real human flesh. Bro. So this is like real.
Yeah.
This is real history. Because
they were the main part. Like, they were the source.
This was a huge like, pig industry.
Fam. No callbacks.
And it was there. Now, it got even crazier too. Because for the ground pork and the minced meat.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell, no?
He used to mince it and mix it.
Ew.
He would mix it.
This guy's a demon.
Yeah. He would mix the human flesh with the pigs. Back this, bro. I'm pretty sure he was doing this for like over 10 years. And take this in. Over 49 victims.
Only?
49 victims. That's a lot. Are you crazy?
Nah, yo. If he's the main source, I'm imagining that at least maybe
fam, 49 victims before he got caught, though. That's a lot. That's a lot, bro.
Yeah, that is. Okay.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So since he would have the parties, we'd go back and forth. Uh-huh. And obviously these people, like the prostitutes, mm-hmm. when they go missing, not a lot of people would ask that many questions. Yeah. So he was smart in that way of like, okay, I'm gonna target these people and use them because I know they're not gonna come back. Mm. Nobody's gonna look for them. Okay. But that's what he used to do. He used to literally take human flesh, mix it with pork, and sell it to grocery stores.
That's crazy. So why is he getting released?
So oh wait, I think
how
he's
long
on,
has he been in jail though?
Check this out. Let's see how long he's been in jail. Like if I actually
he has,
don't know.
Like if he has a TK type of case, like 60 years, and like he was arrested at like 20, let go at 80.
Check this out. This is very recent. 7 hours ago.
Holy
so pig
shit.
Farm serial killer Robert Picton can apply for day parole on Thursday.
Oh my God.
So broken, he might get out.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like, we'll see what happens. Families of Robert Picton victims brace for horrific day parole application eligibility. So he's not going to be out, like, confirmed, but it's just, like, his appeal. Yeah. Damn. But this is literally Canada's biggest, most evil serial killer.
How old is he right now, though?
He's... Let's see.
Search up his
74.
Age. Okay, see? Like, he might have one of those cases where maybe he was arrested or young. He did his time. But at the same time...
What was he arrested at, though?
It has to be young. There's no way that he lets go.
When was he caught? Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, he was caught in February 2002. But...
Oh, then he wasn't young.
Damn, it doesn't say his age, bro.
Yeah, but you just do the math. He wasn't young, though.
Yeah.
Because if he's 74,
he's 74.
Right now, yeah. Fam, 2002? Bro. Yo, he
might still have it in him.
Nah, yo. So you lock... No, that's crazy. Because those guys, you turn them into cannibals not even by choice.
Not by choice, yeah.
You know what I mean? So what is that? What count is that?
Nobody knows. it's such a rare case.
Yeah.
And it probably affected a lot of people that don't even know it affected
That's
them.
That's what I'm saying. But it should be at least 50 years, maybe.
Dog, that should be a life sentence, fam. That's 49 people. That's a lot of people, fam.
Yeah, and he did it on purpose, too.
And he did it on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
And not only did he kill them, he fed them to people.
Oh, like he killed them?
Yes, he killed them.
Wait, the 49 victims, they died.
Yes, what are you talking about here? So I'm saying it's a lot.
I thought you ate it and then like you maybe got sick.
No, 49 people were murdered. Bro,
I'm thinking
49 people were murdered and turned into hot dogs, bro. That's fucked up.
Oh, okay, 49 victims. Oh, no. I was thinking 49 victims.
That ate the human. No, 49.
There's probably way more.
Yeah, that ate it?
Yeah.
Yo, probably all of Canada.
This case is crazy.
Probably all of Canada, fam. it's probably, if you get a hot dog in the freezer from the 80s, it probably has some human in it. But yo, that's why they're saying, even today, like you can low-key find at least 1-2% of human DNA in hot dogs today.
Word.
That's why it's crazy. Yeah. Because in the mob, what the Italian mob would do, this is common practice. They would feed bodies to pigs to make people disappear.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pigs just shit it out and there's no more evidence?
No more evidence. Because pigs would eat anything as long as you like ground it up properly.
Yeah.
They literally eat poo type of thing, you know?
Fuck, bro. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, that guy should be locked up for way more.
Bro, that should be a life sentence,
I was literally thinking, because when you first told me it, I was like, 49 people only ate the 49 people meat.
Murdered, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. No, that's insane.
That's a lot.
That's insane. That reminded me of the game show. You know that game show where it's like, what's in it? We have a secret item.
No.
And the girl's like, is it chocolate? Is it mint? Or is it human flesh?
No, bro. See, that would have been light. If it was only 45 people, or 49 people that ate the thing, that's soft.
See, then I would be like, okay, yeah, let the guy go, maybe. You know what I mean?
He was taking bodies and chopping them and putting them into food, bro.
Yeah, that's fucked. Okay, but yo, speaking of the understanding part,
mm-hmm.
Are you understanding enough to be like, okay, I get his childhood.
I do though.
You know what I mean?
Like it always is because of the environment.
Yeah.
Not to say he's right or like I don't think they should let him out personally,
mm-hmm.
but it is. I understand where these things come from. Like they come from terrible cases. Mm-hmm. Terrible people come from terrible cases.
Facts.
They don't usually just pop out of nowhere. Like they have a backstory, and you see it all the time in comics, movies. The villains,
mm-hmm.
the villains have some of the hardest truths.
Yeah,
the hardest backstories,
mm-hmm.
and you can kind of see where they come from when you realize, okay, they had a life before that.
Fact. Oh, yo, do you know there was a dark origin for Smurfs? I don't think we ever talked about Smurfs before.
Nah.
So, you know Gargamel?
Yeah.
How everybody's saying he was the bad guy in Smurfs and the Smurfs are the good guy? Fam, it's the complete opposite.
Wait, why?
So, you know Gargamel, it was based on an actual person.
Who?
So, Gargamel was a priest in the 13th century.
Oh, right.
Right? And when he was born, his family was in poverty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his family couldn't afford, like, to keep him, you know what I mean, back then, because they didn't have the funds. So they dropped him off and abandoned him. So they dropped him off in a basket outside the church, and then that's how he became a priest, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then all of his friends that he grew up with in the church died, you know what I mean? And then, what do you call this? He went into depression, and it's a coincidence that when he was in depression, there was a cat that he adopted, and his name was
It was like a fallen angel or something.
Yeah.
Because I remember the Smurfs.
Oh yeah, Azrael.
Azrael. Yeah, that's like a fallen angel or something.
It translates to what do you call this? A fallen angel.
Yeah.
So now this is where the Smurfs come in. The Smurfs are actually the bad people, the evil people, and they represent the seven deadly sins.
Word.
At least seven of them. So I'll read them off. So Greedy Smurf obviously represents greed. Brainy Smurf is envy and pride. Lazy Smurf is sloth.
Mm.
Grouchy Smurf is wraith. And then Smurfette, what do you think she is? Lust.
Oh, you know what I mean?
And if you notice, Papa Smurf, he's the only one that wears red.
Red, he wears red, yeah.
The red symbolizes the...
Oh, like the devil?
And he's the leader of the pack.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean?
So the whole theory is that the Smurfs are the evil people trying to go to these civilians, but the other guy is actually the good ones protecting them.
So, okay, but in the Smurfs, he's always trying to capture them and shit.
Yeah.
But maybe he's trying to capture them to like get rid of them.
Exactly. But he doesn't do anything bad to the Smurfs, if you really bag it.
True.
You know what I mean?
That is true still.
Does he hurt the Smurfs? No, but the Smurfs hurt him.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right still.
So you can never, there's always like this weird like, oh, he's the villain. Nah, bro, peep the backstory.
Yeah.
Like, bro, release the meat guy. I'm just kidding. Fuck that.
I heard, I don't want to get into it, but you guys can do your own research, that the Smurfs is low-key really racist about, about like certain people. I'm not gonna say it here.
Yeah.
But like you guys do your own research. Yeah. There's other theories about that.
True.
It's crazy like that. Yeah. But you can imagine these cartoons, they come out at a time where this shit is regular.
Yeah.
Like Tom and Jerry. So in Tom and Jerry, the original woman was a black woman. Like the one that tells Tom and Jerry to get away and stuff.
Yeah.
She was actually supposed to be depicted as like
a race.
You know, the the home caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
But the voice they used for her was kind of racist and stuff, that they didn't like it. And they switched it now, like, in all of the Tom and Jerry that we would have grown up on, is some white lady.
Yeah.
With, like, with shoes.
That's facts, though, because it's like how you said, for that time, it was normal. Mm-hmm. You know how everybody was trying to cancel King Batch? Because on Vine, his whole thing was, oh, yeah, I'm going to make a video about black people, about a black stereotype. You know what I mean? Where it's like, throw the watermelon in the pool. Oh, a black guy catches it. You know what I mean? And like, yo, bro, if he did that now, bro's going to get fucking exiled, bro.
Get exiled.
Bro's actually gone, fam.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's a comedy for a different type of time.
And the, yo, the funniest thing, did you see his Twitter video?
Nah. When,
like, he was topless, and then he wrote the names of everyone like that got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was saying, you can't do this, like, blah, blah, blah. And then the Twitter, everyone on Twitter is like, you're the last person that needs to be talking about this.
That's jokes, though. That's jokes, though.
No, that's facts, though. Like, bro, you're like, the most racist. Oh, fuck.
Okay, where's the... See, I don't think it's a problem, but people find it a problem now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a big deal, but I can see the thing of, like, oh, you guys are profiting off, you know, racist stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But nowadays...
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, nowadays you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see a problem, like, it being done. Yeah. Like, it's done. What's done is done type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, you make it now, it's different.
Yeah.
But watching it and canceling them from the past, why are you going to cancel someone for the past? That's a different earth. You know what I mean? That's a different... That's a different...
Dimension. Yeah. But yeah, bro. We just have to have faith in humanity, to be honest.
Yo, freaking... I feel like... There's gonna be more and more people using the AirPod Max shit.
Yeah.
Cause I seen a video.
Okay.
Literally on the subway, like a couple people, they're just straight up locked in, gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
But the thing is, I thought you couldn't see past it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought you're locked in only.
No,
bubble.
You can see through.
Exactly, but there's just shit floating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's weird.
There's a recent. What do you call it? There's a recent theory coming to light right now.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk yesterday, they just announced the first ever human to have a Neuralink implant. You hear about this?
Oh, the chip?
Yeah. So there's one successful Neuralink person in the world right now.
Oh,
happened yesterday. But check this out.
Yeah.
Because there's a crazy theory happening. They put Neuralink into a calculator, it's like a numerology calculator, and it comes out with a number with all the different letters.
Word.
Now, I think they put it here. I'm going to show you the video.
Yeah, let me see.
Check this out. So this is Elon Musk on Twitter, and he pretty much said the first ever human got Neuralink, right?
Okay.
Now, somebody put Neuralink, the name, into a gematria calculator. It's like a Greek numerology calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
Puts it in, and guess what the number is?
What, 7?
No. 666.
Oh, hell nah.
So people are saying that Neuralink, just like in the Bible, they say people will be implanted with the mark of the beast, which is 666. And since this is happening now, they say eventually everyone or a lot of people will be tempted to do it. Them getting that will be the mark of the beast. So that's like the end of times coming.
So wait, what does that Neuralink benefit to that person? Did you know?
It's just tech, fam. So it's pretty much like having a phone in your head type shit.
Really?
It's gonna be like iffy.
Yeah, no, that's the same as selling you. Fam, you have a Neuralink in your head, now people are controlling you. That's not a way to live. Like, that's the most unnatural way to live if you really bag it.
I know, but there's certain people that would do it. You know what I mean?
That's true. There's the celebrity ones. I don't know if you've seen the recent theory too about how Britney Spears is a clone and they're just AIing her face nowadays.
Britney Spears.
To make more money off her.
I'm not surprised, bro. I'm not surprised.
But okay, this is low-key like the Howie Mandel one. Because you know how there was like Howie was making random videos?
Subliminals type shit?
Yeah, yeah. No, not really subliminals, but like, it's very weird.
Yeah.
So recently on her TikTok, she's been posting videos of her like dancing like in front of the camera and just like being all weird and doing like these random moments. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not weird, but it's like it's the weird because there's maybe like 5 to 10 videos.
Yeah.
So I'll just show you. Like, this is not the Britney Spears I remember, bro.
She's been through a lot.
Yeah. No, but look. There's just mad videos. Oh,
because she looks different too.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be a face app on her still.
See, but yeah, no, but that's the thing. So here's the theory. So there was one video of her when she's like in her garden.
Yeah.
And she's in a yellow dress. So I'll put the picture up. And then she's doing like all these weird hand movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you slow the video down, her hands, like in the video, when she's doing like the fast movements, show like a green screen behind her. Yeah, so I'll show you the video after. And then right when she puts her hands up, in between like her armpits, it starts being blurry.
Oh shit. Yeah. So it's fake.
Yeah, and the craziest one, this is the craziest one. You know when you're in like doing a face filter and like something blocks your way and like the face filter kind of shifts?
Yeah, it shifts.
Bam, she went like this and it went down. And the face filter kind of went off for a millisecond.
No.
And people have been clipping it saying, this is not the same Britney Spears. I'll show you.
Oh, fuck.
I'll show you. This is fucked.
But so it's not her just using a filter, though.
No.
Because it would show, right?
Yeah. So I'll show you the first part. Look at this one. So her hands go up. And then, look, they pause it.
Oh, shit. Did you see that? What the fuck?
Look, fam, that's not the same eyes.
Yeah.
She has different makeup on. And then, boom. When it switches, boom. That's not the same.
Yo.
Yeah. And that's only evidence number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, on her wedding day, they said her whole wedding was AI'd.
Wait, how?
So I'll show you the video after.
Wait, this is recent?
Recent, fam.
Oh, shit.
So there was a, when she was at the altar, her face and her body are two different shades. And this is how I think they're doing it. This is the theory. Whenever they want to AI her, she's wearing a choker. So it's like a visual aid saying, oh, yeah, this is where the neck connects to the body.
AI,
this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And every video of her wedding is either in low quality or very far away.
Oh, shit.
Damn. She even has a quote. She's like, I wasn't really present at my wedding.
What the fuck?
What? I'll just put the picture up then.
Yeah.
But yeah, all it was is...
You can tell it's like...
Yeah,
it's
fam, this was like, it had bronzer and then her face like red.
Remember that long time ago I told you a story how there was a Britney Spears house and there was a couple that moved in, and when they moved in, they were almost like cursed. And
wait, in Britney's house?
Yeah, so one of Britney Spears' like old houses.
Yeah.
It was, they call it like either cursed or haunted or something.
Oh, shit.
Because... there's a couple that moved in. Mm-hmm. I think she's an actress and married some other businessman in like that type of area.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up passing away mysteriously.
Yeah.
Dies. And the man she was married to also dies mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
Something up with the house. But people say like it's either haunted and it's the same thing that caused Britney Spears's whole career to end up like that. When she started going crazy, she cut her hair bald and everything like that. Who knows?
Yeah. You never know.
I think there's some things with houses. I feel like houses hold like a spiritual energy depending on who lived there. Uh-huh. What's dope about this place, it was like Catholics that lived in it, right?
True.
So it's probably blessed.
Yeah,
it's probably blessed. But you have to be careful. That's the thing.
Because
if you just move into some random house,
100.
There might be some, remnants of energy there.
Yeah.
Now, in Spain, there's this family.
Okay.
And they moved into a house. They were living there for a while. But all of a sudden, their concrete floors started having faces appear on them.
Whoa.
Like, this is what's crazy, too. Because the faces would appear. It's almost like stains on the concrete. Faces would appear clear.
Oh,
like clear ass faces. They would wash it off. Wash, right?
Yeah.
It's gone. They come back in the morning. A new face appears.
What the
fuck? I'm going to show you the pictures. It's trippy.
Nah, you got pictures, bro?
I'm going to show you the pictures. It's fucking trippy, bro.
Let me see. Is it like a golem from Minecraft? Like hella pixelated?
No. It's like...
Clear
It looks like... a painting type of shit.
Fuck,
so this is a Pereira family in Spain.
Okay, let me see.
Check this out. Look at this.
Oh, what the fuck? This is actually...
Look. It would look like a face, right?
Nah.
And then they would wash it off, and then the next one would appear. And then they would wash it off, and the next one would appear.
What?
Look at this,
Yo, it's clear. Look.
And you can see like the eyebrows, the eyes, the nose.
That shit's clear.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So... this this has been going, like, this one's the craziest. This one's mine. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's too obvious. This one's what? Now, if I see that one, I'll be like, yo, what are you doing here now?
So check this out.
Yeah.
So there's a theory. Mm-hmm. The theory goes, this family, ever since they had these like hauntings,
yeah,
they would have tours and bring people to go investigate it and look at it. And they were trying to profit off of it. So check this out. Theory goes that the first couple occurrences,
it was real.
Were real.
Oh,
but eventually,
okay. Eventually when they got to this shit,
when they started putting this shit off, that was them. So what probably happened, yeah, was there were ghosts haunting it. They started making bread off that shit. The ghosts are like, yo, what the fuck? They dipped and it would stop happening. Like, oh, well, we need the bread. We need the money.
Then, yo, W marketing.
When they did, they started drawing that shit themselves, bro.
When it got to the really ugly faces, they're like, yo, what is this, bro?
But yeah, because I think the Spanish government literally, yeah, did a real investigation to look at this shit. Because they were confused. Like, this is some real phenomena, fam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they took scientists in there. Uh-huh. They took scientists in that bitch. They swabbed it. Everything did some tests. Like, yo, wait a minute. This is literally just like, this is an acidic mixture of, I think it was tar,
yeah, yeah,
and vinegar. And it was painted on type,
damn,
of thing.
Damn, bro.
When they got to that stuff. But apparently, like, the first few,
mm-hmm,
were legit.
Yeah, yeah. But they just ruined it.
They just went along. They continued enrolling with, yeah, it so they can make some bread off of it.
Yeah. No, W Market, though. Low-key, like, they're hustlers, fam.
Yeah,
I can't
they're
blame
hustlers.
Them. You know what I mean? But, yo, you shouldn't be profiting off. Like, you know how ghosts, like, if you... they know you're profiting off you, or like
they're probably angry.
They get angry. These guys just dip. their karma was like, nah, you're not gonna make no money.
They're not making no more. Like, yo, you think you're gonna make more off us? You're crazy.
Their karma was embarrassment. That's.
There's another theory too. You ever hear about the Amelia Earhart theory? The reason she went missing. So you know how the theory goes? The first theory was like, oh, she landed in a island and she ended up just staying there.
Yeah, yeah, I know that
one. But she was actually alive.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another theory, and this one's dark.
Okay.
So the person Amelia Earhart was married to,
uh-huh,
was this guy, right? And he was the one that bought her plane.
Okay.
Get me? He was actually her manager.
Whoa.
That she ended up marrying.
Yeah.
Feel me? Check this out.
Yeah.
Amelia Earhart's plane crashed. Mm. The guy bought her the plane. Feel me?
Yeah.
He's the manager. When she dies, since he's married to her, who reaps the benefits of all the fame and all the successes when she's gone?
Him.
Him. Mm. So theory goes that he set up that plane to crash so that he would take all of the riches when she passes away,
bro.
Because that's her manager. Some Elvis shit. Because, yeah, you know, like, how Elvis's manager, he was just, like, pulling the strings. You, mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? But obviously, that's not for sure. I actually really like the theory of how she landed in one of those tropical islands. And, yeah, they, you know, the one with the stamp? Like, they made stamps of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, some random island.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, yo, why is Amelia Earhart on her stamps? And they said, oh, she landed here.
But would that just be, like, 40 checkers? Like, he made sure to get the stamps out, so like that would be a distraction to him.
Oh.
Like, maybe this whole thing was actually planned out.
See, the thing is, like, you can't really blame it on him because you have to connect him to the plane.
Yeah.
Unless there was...
Yeah, like you said, though, like, maybe he did fuck up the plane.
But how do you prove that if the plane's in a crash? You get me?
Mm.
See, that's the thing with the Titanic submarine.
Yeah.
Like, there's no proof to say it was tampered with because it's already... No,
that's
true. Destroyed.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to tell?
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like, I don't know, just during like that time and like there's a big thing going on, I feel like human nature would just be like, nah, like let's just do the wrong thing. It wasn't no landing on an island. Like, this was all planned out from the beginning.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the one conspiracy theory, I believe, the Bob Marley one where...
What's the Bob Marley one?
Where he was pricked with cancer.
Oh, shit.
You didn't know that?
Nah. I have to watch the Bob Marley movie. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to go because I feel like a lot of people said it was all patois or something. And like, I don't know. I can't understand patois that good.
It's like English, bro.
No, but
you live
different.
In Toronto. How do you not understand it?
It's different.
This guy's from Toronto, doesn't understand patois. Come
on. No, it's chill. No, but it's actual patois though. Like, You know how like
this
they,
Toronto?
No. That's not the Toronto. Toronto is fake patois. I don't care. I don't care what you say. But yeah. But instead of, you know how we go on the ghost things, like the hauntings?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know about this guy in Toronto. He goes and like he takes groups of people and he takes them to houses that are considered haunted. And he does his own rituals with him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, his name is, I think it's James White Sentence.
Okay.
I didn't know about this. But you can ask him to go into a haunted house and he'll do a thing with you.
That's fucked though. I'm not doing that shit.
No. And it was crazy because one of his videos leaked, right?
And what happened?
And there was like, it had like a security camera in the house that he was in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in Toronto because he goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I think he was in a group with maybe like 15 to 20 people, right? Yeah. And they were all like this.
Yeah, doing like a seance.
Yeah, in like a room, right? And then there was two guys at the edge that were kind of like fucking around, like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, this James guy isn't really about this life, you know what I mean? And then, so James starts asking and communicating with the ghost in the room out of nowhere. And he asks, oh, ghost, is there anybody that you're harmed by? Or is there anyone that in the room that's going to harm you, you think? Show me a sign. And the ghost, nothing happens, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, is it a male? And then like it goes quiet.
Yeah.
And in the video, you see the two guys that are fooling around in the corner kind of turn around. And there's an explanation from that guy that came out. And he said, he said behind him, he heard something.
Yeah.
But when he turned around, there was nothing there, right? And then James asked another question. Give me another. And then as soon as he says sign, the ghost pulled two of the guy's chairs.
Oh, shit.
So they went like this. They went flying back.
What the fuck?
And then everyone in the room was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And the camera's cut. I'll show you this. Hold on.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But we should do it low-key.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
Because it's in a controlled area, you know what I mean?
No, but how do you know he's not onto some shit that he's trying to take your soul too?
Maybe.
You get me?
Yeah,
be careful with these people.
So look, they're all in that room, right? Yeah, like he's a male. And peep this guy.
Oh shit.
As soon as he says, is it a male, he gets his pulled back. Because there's a door.
Yeah.
There's a door there. Force. Is it a male? It pulled him back.
He looks like he would partake in this.
Yes. Bro, looks like he would partake in that shit. No, facts. Fam, there's a 2-minute video of him explaining every detail. Fam, Loki, it was one of those Esteban ones. Loki was, you know, the Esteban Sweet Life of Zack and Cody ghost.
But how do you know that shit's not just a business?
He's
planning it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because now he can, that's a big group. That's quite a big booking.
$50 each?
Yeah, that's a big booking, bro. At least 30. Let's say you had like 50 people in that bit. Holy shit. Bro's making bread off what?
Nah, low-key, you opened my eyes. Because low-key, why was he the only one to get pushed and he's the only one with a door behind him? Nah, that's kind of iffy. I'm not going to lie, that's kind of iffy.
It's a bit iffy. Yeah. He might have planted somebody part of the group type shit, you know?
Yeah. It was one of those.
I feel like the only way to really know if it's real, you know every person in that room type thing. Yeah. But if there's some strangers, some of those strangers might be, you know, moles.
Okay.
Type shit, right? Because I have a theory that certain concerts or certain performances, they'll plant people in the crowd. I feel like that's true.
Oh, for what? Like energy purposes? Like, let's mosh.
Just for the sake of like a good show. Mm. You get me? Because imagine it like this. Let's say you have a comedy show and you needed to bring someone on stage.
Yeah.
You would want to bank on like a random person being a good,
okay.
You know?
Okay, yeah. I get that.
At the same time, would you not want to have a guaranteed performance? You probably pick someone that's like already just planted there.
Okay, comedy
undercover type.
No,
shit.
I get it. Comedy shows, I get, because I've seen that happen. Because like one, there was like this female comedian, and then there was a person in the crowd, and her alarm went off out of nowhere, right?
Oh,
and then the female comedian said, time to take your birth control. And that was the whole joke. Because alarm is like, take your birth control. And everybody started laughing. And she continued the joke based on the alarm.
Based off that.
But yo, if you really bag it, like, okay, yeah, comedians might be good on their feet, but that having three jokes in a row about an alarm.
How do you know?
That's kind of if. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a bit iffy. Like for some people, they can really freestyle though.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, he can freestyle that shit.
Yeah.
No problem.
Weren't you at the show when he like anybody shouted something, he would go off it.
But that's it. So my uncle, even though we were at the Dave Chappelle show, he had his theory. He was saying the woman at the end that was like, you know, talking shit at him.
Yeah.
She was planted. That's what his theory was.
What was
because he was right at the end of the show.
Okay. And what was her purpose? Like she to end the like the last joke type thing?
I guess just to like make a ruckus. Like
okay.
Just to she wasn't even saying anything that crazy. She was just like speaking out at him. But he would make some jokes off of her.
Okay.
So it's iffy, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows
for
really?
Sure, for sure. If I was a comedian on my first show, low-key, I would have one of you guys like do something stupid. I can make fun of it.
Yeah. Cause If we're talking great performance, that's how you come out with a great performance. You just plant that. As a like a magician thing, a magician show, yo, you definitely want somebody there to like,
100.
Oh, fuck, the card's in your purse, you know?
100, bro.
Check your purse type shit.
Yeah. No, even like if a man freestyles like or they're doing a rap battle, bro, like a rap battle like can go any different way. So it's good to have something prepared at least.
Mm.
Not even have a prop, but at least just have prepared. So you can have that one... You know what I mean? In a freestyle on the radio.
I feel like the best ones have props and prepared props.
Exactly.
Lucky the ones that are like so off, like off script. Like what the
and
fuck?
And then you have the remember Iggy Azalea on Sway? And then she's like the call-in. She's like, get her off the radio. She is fucking trash. That's what happens when you're not prepared, fam. Like at least come prepared.
But that's just a hater's stuff.
No, it's not. Because her freestyle was trash because she had nothing prepared.
True.
You know what I mean?
But maybe she did prepare that.
Yeah, okay. Maybe then you're just ass.
What if that was actually her prepared dance?
I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, at that point. At that point, pick a different genre. So.
That's true. Okay, maybe since the James White thing might be fake, I have to low-key get another TikTok video in.
Yeah.
Because there was one that I seen where this girl tweeted out, right?
Mm.
And she was like, oh, I was searching in my drafts. Did you guys see that guy behind me? Right? So the whole TikTok video is I'll show you. It's weird. And see, I want to see if you think it's actually real.
Yeah.
So this girl was in a parking lot by herself and she was with her sister. She gave a whole explanation. She was with her sister in an empty parking garage. She set up her phone and she was dancing.
Yeah.
Right? And like, it was super weird, but as soon as she moved a bit and she did like a dance move to the right, there was a guy like there turned backwards for a second. And then she would go to the camera, pick it up, and then the guy would leave.
What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
So people are saying it was either a glitch or like that guy fucking time traveled in the video. Look, I'll show you. Okay, watch the video.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, this is weird. Okay, keep watching.
What the fuck?
No, and then gone. It's gone.
Oh, yo, that's weird.
That's what I'm saying.
That's weird stuff.
So I think it's one of those paranormal things, like a skinwalker like appeared.
It might be. I think it might be a ghost.
Yeah,
it
because might be a yo, ghost. If you're dancing and a person comes close to you, you would at least feel like some
or
type
hear,
of aura.
Because especially in like a parking garage like that, it's very echoey. You would hear footsteps or whatever. Exactly. He's in a suit. He's probably wearing dress shoes.
That's
he would
I'm
hear
seeing.
The... Feel me?
Yeah, and why was he walking backwards? You know what I mean? No. There's got to be something
There's a picture online of this like this family on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a photographer, like a serious photographer. When they took the picture, they seen somebody else's... like shoes and like pants behind.
Oh, I think, yeah. I think I've seen something. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's always somebody in a suit.
In a suit.
It's interesting. It's always somebody in a suit.
Yeah, I have no explanation.
I have no explanation either, but it's just like interesting.
Yeah, bro just came off his 9-to-5. That's my only explanation, to be honest.
Theory? Oh, this is dark.
Yeah.
Theory? Maybe, where was this? In New York?
I don't know, to be honest. Probably in America.
But think about it. Because... if this happened in New York,
yeah, what would happen?
Like a lot of people die with a suit on. Why? Because what tragic event happened?
Oh no, that's
fucked. So a lot of souls would have been like, you know,
yeah, Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, if you want to get dark with it.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going that route.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fam. It's pretty dark still.
That is fucked. Yeah. I get it though.
Because maybe that's why there's many ghosts with suits on.
Yeah.
That's sad though.
Super sad, bro.
Cause a lot of business people too, especially in Japan, mm-hmm. like you would hear about it if their stocks are going down or whatever it may be with their business, mm-hmm. they would literally like, you know. Straight up.
In suits, too.
In suits.
Because whenever I see, like, a Japan homeless person or, like, a guy laying on the floor in the train, it's always a guy because he either got overworked or, it's always mostly overworked in Japan for some reason.
Because they just push themselves very hard. They have very high standards for themselves.
Yeah. But in the States and shit. Oh, have you heard of the, what do you call this? This was jokes to me, but there was this thing called the Hitch Bot.
Nah, what is that?
So it's like, so they, a guy sent, like, this, a kid-sized robot to like hitchhike across the world, right?
A kid-sized robot.
Yeah, like so it was a little one.
Okay.
And it was a robot, so like it can't go far. The whole point of it is it wants people to take it to places. And it would take pictures. It had the whole bucket list, right?
Yeah, that's fire.
And it was so funny because it went to Canada, right?
Yeah.
It made its way to Germany, Netherlands.
Oh, that's sick.
Fam. The moment it touched the US, it went to Philly first. Fam, the hitchbot got chopped. The hitchhot, as soon as it touched Philly, fam, there was a guy.
And got destroyed? And
fam, they took the head off.
Oh my God.
They ripped the arms.
Bro.
Everybody in the comments was like, that's so USA of them.
Oh my God.
They said that shit is a PvP zone.
It's a PvP Minecraft.
They said everywhere else is just peaceful, creative
peaceful mode. It's PvP.
As soon as they landed in Philly, it's creative. I mean, it's survival mode.
That's a crazy take, though.
Imagine the last picture that he sees.
That was the last.
Oh my God, bro. But yeah, and yo, it's funny too because it kind of disrupted the whole point of the bot.
Yeah.
Because the guy created it because it was like a social experiment.
To see like where it would land?
No, like humans versus robots. Because it's we always have that question. It's like, can we trust robots? Mm. But now can robots trust
humans?
And we can. Bro.
That's an interesting take, actually, though.
Yeah.
That's interesting still. Who created this?
I don't know. But
it's called Hitchbot.
Yeah, Hitchbot. But it was some guy that wanted to travel the world, but I think he was too old to do it.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way, yeah. Got fucking chump.
Did you see the Deadpool trailer?
Nah.
The Deadpool Wolverine trailer?
There's a new one coming out?
So Deadpool 3 is coming out. Wolverine's going to be in it. This is like the biggest Marvel movie that's ever going to come out.
Okay, good. Because fucking, you know, Madame
Web. Madame Web was...
I have a theory for that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You have a theory for this?
Yeah, I have a theory for it. But it's not based on the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's just that they made Madame Web so bad that on TikTok it would... Like the whole marketing on TikTok was, Madame Web is bad. But at the same time, that would lead people to want to see how bad it was.
Oh.
Because right now, that's all I see on my shit.
Madame Web is bad.
I'm like, Loki, fam, it made me go watch the movie.
Word.
You know what I mean? I'm not a Marvel guy.
It's on some like Morbius shit.
Yeah.
Yo, it's pretty bad still.
Yes, fam.
Fam, they have some of the greatest actresses Spider-Man of our
Raph
time.
Was better than that shit.
Real shit, we shot that on no budget, bro.
Spider-Man Raph.
We shot that shit on nobody. They have millions of dollars and they made that. Bro.
No, they spent it all on Sydney Sweeney. Loki, that was the only reason
Dakota
why.
Dakota Johnson and Isabella Merced.
They had the best cast.
They had a fire cast.
But they ruined it, fam.
But there's a Deadpool theory, Wolverine theory.
Yeah, what is
so,
it?
There's people saying that they're going to do there's a comic. Mm-hmm. It's called Deadpool Kills the Entire Marvel Universe. Now, check this out. As the state of where Marvel is right now, the movies aren't hitting.
Yeah.
The movie that came out recently, The Marvels, people did not like it.
Word.
Madame Web, obviously, you know, like trash. People didn't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't even like the past few with I like Guardians of the Galaxy, but some people didn't like it.
Really?
Either. Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy was good though.
I thought it was fire. Yeah. But there's a lot of people saying like the way the MCU is moving is not great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Quantumania. So Ant-Man, and then they introduce the character. You know the guy in Creed? Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
So Jonathan Majors is supposed to play Kang the Conqueror. And he was supposed to be the next Thanos
oh, shit.
For the MCU.
Yeah.
But check this out. the movie was so bad for Ant-Man Quantumania, they decided to just scrap it. So the theory is that in Deadpool Wolverine, when this comes out, the premises of the movie is going to be Deadpool pretty much killing off all of the stuff that Marvel didn't like to start fresh.
That's fire.
Because there's a comic book called Deadpool Kills the Entire Marvel Universe. Mm. There's a comic just like
that's
that.
That's a fire way to do it.
Because you can think about it, they just added like the multiverse and stuff. So he's going to be hopping through all the different verses.
Killing
everyone. Just murking all of the ones that weren't fire.
Yeah, okay, so that's a perfect way to do it because everyone loves Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's sick?
Yeah.
Is they're recasting a whole bunch of old Fox Marvel characters. Like, they're getting the old Daredevil in there. They're getting the old Elektra in there. They're getting the old Fantastic Four in there.
Yeah.
Yo, they're getting the old X-Men in there. It's crazy.
The Fantastic Four is coming back?
Yeah, like the OG.
Oh, okay, that's lit.
That's why it's lit. So we're gonna see literally our childhood old Marvel films. Those people in the film and Deadpool's just murking them.
Yeah. Fam, we called it though because it's like how movies now have to base... It's all based on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, there's no directors that can make a new plot that will hit to us.
I know.
For some reason.
I know.
You know what I mean? It always has to involve our childhood.
At least right now, because they know that it sells.
Yeah.
They know it sells, and they're scared to risk more.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they don't want to get too, like, different with it and then fail.
But I think... It's also this generation too. It's like, we're very judgy when it comes to things. You know what I mean? Mm. We want it, like, if Spider-Man didn't have that type of ending, they would have had an outrage, no? Or like if something was different, like imagine they didn't introduce that all three Spider-Mans. They probably would have had an outrage.
They probably would. Because they hyped it up like that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a crazy take.
We think we control how it's directed, but it's like sometimes we have to sit back and let them do their thing because that's how... It became.
Because these days the studios will try to do what the majority of people want.
And that's where they're
falling off is because it should be the opposite. They should feed us what we don't know we want yet.
Yeah. And that's why the fan films and shit like that, mm-hmm. way better storylines. They're gonna
be greater.
Yeah.
I have a great theory. Like, I think this is gonna be true.
Yeah.
I'm predicting it right now. I think like the film industry. Mm-hmm. And the entertainment industry is going to move all to YouTube. Netflix and, you know, the movies in the theaters, they're just going to slowly kind of die off.
Word.
And not because the content is that, like, bad, mm-hmm. but because the content on YouTube will get better. Mm-hmm. Because it's getting cheaper and cheaper to make films.
Yeah.
Because we literally did the Spider-Man film on, like, a very low budget.
Mm-hmm.
But... because we are able to afford the camera equipment that you wouldn't be able to afford years ago.
Exactly.
Like a camera like we have right now would have costed maybe like 60K back in the day, but now we can get it for 7K.
Because I always tell people this, especially when they're talking to me about the film. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, Carlos has no experience in, barely any experience in acting, filmmaking. But fam, it's all based on passion because he likes this shit.
Yeah.
And like it shows because it's not, obviously it might not be the best, but you know where, you know the intention.
You know the intention, you know what
I
mean? Exactly.
So I feel like if maybe Marvel signs you,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it would be worse for you because they would make you do ideas that maybe you wouldn't even want to do.
I wouldn't want to do.
You know what I mean? It's not you now.
That's a great take because it's always the thing of like, okay, there's certain things the studio wants and then there's certain things the artist want. But because the artist is under different people telling them what to do, they can't put out what they really want.
Exactly. Goes for any media, even this podcast. Like if someone told us, if we
signed
with someone.
We can't talk about certain things.
Come on, bro. Like this is the whole point of the podcast. We're allowed to talk about something.
So I think, bro, what's going to happen is because of that attention to detail with artists being able to do whatever they want, the freedom of it being able to live on YouTube, I think YouTube is on its way to a place of like peak entertainment with everything else because everything else is slowly kind of dying. Because look at the movies out right now.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of mid. I'm not going to cap. Like,
I wanted to watch a movie, but there's literally none.
There's nothing. I would love to go out to the theaters right now and be excited to like, oh, let me watch this. There's nothing really like that. Maybe Dune is probably gonna be fire.
Yeah.
But like, there should be a lot.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, there should be a lot. I should be overwhelmed with which one do I pick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's back why in the day, we had so much. We had Cars, Pirates of the Caribbean, Monsters, Inc., all at the same time. Like, oh, shit, yeah. Which one do I pick?
But, yo, props to YouTube now because the culture isn't movies. It's what's going on YouTube.
Yeah,
and I mean, FM, YouTube's been around since freaking what? Since our parents were born, fam.
I know.
And then it's still to this day.
Still
and we'll
to this day.
And we'll probably get bigger because that movie stuff.
Yeah, I think that's where it's headed, bro.
Yeah.
I deadass think that's where it's headed because we literally have all types of content there. Yeah. We have the short-form content. We have the long-form content. Now we're having movies. Yeah. There's already movies that live off there.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time where the quality of it becomes to the same level as Hollywood. It's raps.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they really going to do now?
Yeah, that's true. And with the small... Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
My bad. But because we have the attention.
Yeah, that's what I
was going to say.
Yeah. No. And with the smaller creators, like there isn't that much of an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like with the bigger ones, oh, if it's trash, you'll hate right away.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But like the film writers in Toronto, like Rengse, fam, I was ready. I watched this shit and I was ready. I'm gonna lie, I was ready to hate.
Yeah.
Because I remembered his last one. I was like, that didn't
it's not your type. Yeah.
But fam, his new one, bro, I watched that. I'm like, yo, this is kind of crazy. Like for a man to think about that, yo, it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
And then that's what's great about technology getting better.
Yeah.
The artists that didn't have their chance, they had their chance today.
Exactly.
Literally today, fam.
Yeah. And someone said that Madame Web was AI scripted.
Yo, theory.
Yeah.
Because apparently it was changed so many times, they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
It could have just been AI'd.
Come on, bro. Like whenever I go to a movie now, I have to rewatch a good movie. Like, I went back and saw Anyone But You again. Because there's no one else.
There's nothing else to watch. Was that actually good?
What, Anyone But You? Yeah. Yes, bro.
But you like rom-coms a lot.
Yeah. But yo, I promise you, give it time. It's like Utopia. Like, you give it time to marinate because everyone's saying, oh, it's a corny movie. No.
You have to watch it for what it is. That's the thing. You have to watch it for what it is.
Fam, give it 20 years. That's going to be one of the biggest rom-coms. I promise you.
Word.
Yes, bro.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched that
one yet. Go watch it, fam.
Also, watch Spider-Man Rap coming out in March. Follow me on subscribe to my YouTube channel. You guys can find all the information on that.
Yes, sir.
And make sure to comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Make sure to go down to Spotify and Apple. Download those episodes. Give us a 5-star rating. We love you guys, man.
All right, jump out.
Deuces.